Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 12th of October 2025. Today's topic is, you will finish your project. Our text today is taken from Zechariah chapter 4 verses 1 through 10. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. Verse 4. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Moreover the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, his hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. Verse 10. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Our memory verse is taken from Zechariah chapter 4 verse 8. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. The text gives us account of Zerubbabel, a Babylonian Jew who returned to Jerusalem as the head of a band of Jews in exile and became governor of Judea under the Persians. Influenced by the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, he rebuilt the temple. There were limitations and challenges which could have hindered his rising up and accomplishing this great and noble task, but he did not allow any of such to define him and affect his purpose for living. Life generally is not without challenges, but with positive perception, purpose, persistence, and prevailing prayer, you will finish well. What is that project in your hand? The same promise of God to Zerubbabel. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. Is for you too. Do not give up on that project, career line, or dream, but go for it with focus and faith in God. Every obstacle is a stepping stone to the finish line. Believe you can. Just as Zerubbabel laid the foundation and finished it, you will also finish your project. Quote for the day, believe you can. The challenge for today is, do not give up on that project. Prayer. Lord, help me to see only your possibilities. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.hiravrade.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.